are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
Breaking and stretching boundaries. My message this morning, very simply, grasshoppers don't eat grapes. I hope you're not a grasshopper this morning, amen. A locust, amen. Well-known story, but it's where the Holy Spirit is talking right now. And when you study the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, you will see God repeats himself again and again and again and again. God says the same thing again and again and again. And, you know, God is God. He doesn't have to repeat himself. So we better understand why God repeats himself, because God does not have to repeat himself. Greatest battles you will ever fight are the lonely battles, the inner battles, the battles nobody can see. The battle of the mind. The war is not out there, but the war is in the mind of man, stopping people from becoming who they should be and accomplishing what God called them to accomplish. I know that you have a great dream. Amen. I know you believe that God has great things ahead of you. I know you believe what the Bible says. I know the thoughts I have for you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. How many of you believe your future is better than your past? Come on, say amen. How many of you believe the best days of your life are ahead of you? Oh, come on, say a convincing amen this morning. The best years of your life. You may be 50 years old. Amen. Well, not you maybe. No, I'm a young man. You may be 80 years old. The best of your life is ahead of you. Great things are ahead of you. So let's talk line upon line and just build something that I believe if you get this lesson from the Bible, it will set you for life. It will change you for eternity. It will change the way you see things and the way you live life. Because we don't live life by chance, we live life by choice. So Numbers chapter 13, after God brings Israel to the brink of the promised land, verse 26, the Bible says, the leaders departed and came back, 12 men, choice men, to Moses and Aaron, and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran. At Kadesh, they brought back word to them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of South Africa, or the company, or the church. And they told him, saying, we went to the land where you send us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit, honey. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Alaronites dwell in the mountains. The Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb, a CRC member, quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, this verse registered in my heart. The first time I received a revelation of this was back in Lady Brand, 1988. Every prayer meeting in Lady Brand, 1988. Some of you wonder where Lady Brand is. Go Google it or GPS it and you will find out. It's 134 kilometers from Bloemfontein. When God called us to build a church, this scripture struck me that I have to serve God with an attitude, a well-be-able attitude, that anything is possible if you can believe. So Caleb, in the midst of uncertainty or neutrality, negativity, stands up and he says, whoa, we are well able. Family, you're not going to go anywhere in life with a neutral attitude. And I've said this to you many times, but need to hear it again. And we have to set it in your mind and your heart today. Because there's a lot of good people perishing in the wilderness, not entering in, anointed, tongue-talking people, because they are not changing their attitude. They're not changing their mindset from being a victim to becoming the victor Christ says they are. I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks be to the God, Christ, who always causes me to triumph. Amen. So failure is not fatal. It's not how you fall. It's how you get back up again. Everybody falls. But it's not the fall that matters. But we like to talk about the fall. We don't talk about the fall. We talk about the getting up. We talk about the getting on with the life that God has for you. Say a good amen. Come on. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able. Well, that mindset is still in the earth today. The optimist and the pessimist. The one who believes it can be done, the one who believes it cannot be done. The one who looks for a reason how it can be done, and the person who looks for a reason how or why it cannot be done. The greatest battle you fight is not the giant out there in the economy, but it's the giant in your thinking, the giant in your mind. If you don't slay the giant in your mind, you will never slay the giant out there. So their attitude was, we are not able to go against them, for they are stronger than us. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. And so we were in theirs. Proverbs 23 verse 7, as he thinks in his heart, so is he. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in theirs. I mean, the way that we see ourselves will determine everything in our lives. We've studied the Bible and we've seen again and again how God sees us. But do we see ourselves the way that God sees us? Obviously, 10 people never saw themselves the way God saw them. They had a wrong attitude, a wrong mindset, a grasshopper mindset. Although they saw the presence of God, the miracles of God, when the time for them came to enter into the promised land, they would not, or they could not. Not because of the giants out there, but because of the giants in Yah. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in theirs. We need to change the way we see life. Change the way we see ourselves. Change the way we see God. Although salvation is instantly, changing your mind and your thought life takes a lifetime. I mean, it took a lifetime to make the person who you are today. Yesterday, one of the young girls in our church, Steph, who has a beautiful baby, who basically is my daughter since the age 6 when her father went home to be with the Lord, she came to visit us and she brought this beautiful baby, 8 months old. And everybody was looking at this baby, and we had this beautiful little baby girl on the counter in the kitchen, and we were all sitting around this baby like a cartoon picture, you know, all the adults looking at this baby, and the baby was just happy, little girl, and smiling at everybody and trying to talk to us, etc. And here comes my pit bull terrier, 38 kilogram, all black, jumping up. He also wants to see what the fuss is all about, and there Rocco stands. Trying to get closer, obviously I was cautious.